Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 102 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the cookie creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, Putting the K in Magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode at Blog Talk Radio. Am I still on the air? Yes, I am. Fabulous. Had to check. I thought I hung up on you guys. I also have a funny little thing that I wanted to say. I went back and listened to, I think it was not the last episode, but the episode before that, maybe even the one before that. I don't remember, but I listened to an episode I did when I was like, oh, thank you for leaving me reviews on iTunes. I totally appreciate it. I wanted it to see if iTunes still was sticking those Walmart commercials on the front of my episodes. And they weren't there this time, which I don't know. I'm confused. Maybe you're getting the Walmart commercial. Maybe you're not. I hope you're not. But anyway, I listened to that show, and I said something about, like, thank you so much for leaving me reviews there at iTunes. Let me reiterate, thank you so much for leaving me reviews there at iTunes. It totally helps spread the word about this show. But then I went to read the most recent review because I thought that would be fun. And come to find out, I actually did the opposite. I read the first review that anybody ever left me, and that was July 25th, 2013. So yay for that. But I thought I would, like, rectify that here today and read you the most recent review because I love it, and I love the name of the person who left this. If we are in contact, whoever you are, otherwise, and I know your real name, let me know that this is you because I think this is really cute. His or her name is Latitudinarian. And Latitudinarian said, just love this podcast, fresh with energy, insight, spirituality, passion, creativity, and raw, honest truth. I look forward to this little slice of heaven every week. Thank you, Joanna. Yay! Thank you, Latitudinarian. And thank you, all of you, just for letting me be me and for not expecting me to be some kind of all-knowing guru. If I had to step into that role, I am quite certain that there would be no Hippie Witch magic for a new age because I am no guru. Like, not at all. Don't pretend to be. Don't even want to be. I am just another witch walking her own winding spiritual path, and I love to come on here and share whatever goodies I discover along the way. And I also sometimes like to share whatever it is I am currently working on because I am all too human, so I'm always working on something. And even though this isn't really the topic for today's show, those of you who are on Facebook totally just touched my heart in such a significant way. I had to mention it today as well before I got going on today's topic. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to all of you who left insanely wonderful, beautiful, supportive comments on a post I did yesterday where it was very random that I did that, actually. I posted a picture of myself without makeup. I have a lot of issues with my face without makeup. This is one of my insecurities. This is one of my long-standing hang-ups that goes all the way back to junior high school when I first started wearing makeup. So to me, it was very, like, scary, and required a little bit of courage to put that out there. And I did it with the intention of stretching my comfort zone and in an effort to practice a bit of self-love And I just kind of was like, ooh, cringing when I was doing it, but like, this is good. I should do this. I should do this. More people should do this. And I was shocked by how you responded. There were lots of words of wisdom shared. So I love that we kind of get to be each other's gurus in that way. Like, I get to lift you up sometimes and you get to lift me up sometimes. There were lots of wonderful comments about self-esteem, self-love, overcoming the shame, letting your authentic true self shine through, things like that. And then what got me really choked up were those of you that posted selfies of yourself without makeup, just seeing your beautiful faces, like looking back at me. Oh, it can get me choked up just thinking about it all over again. So you're all a bunch of hippies. So many of you don't wear makeup, and we're like, I don't even wear makeup, like, ever. Anyway, like, in my everyday life. So I love you guys. You are the best. The best. And those comments are still coming in. I'm just shocked and so happy that I did that, and maybe it will make me less insecure the next time one of my neighbors catches me taking out the trash without my makeup on, and I'm like, damn, I wish I put my sunglasses on. I have no eyelashes. And that has nothing to do with what I wanted to talk about today, which is moving from self-pity to kicking ass, from self-pity to kick ass. I originally wanted to call this show From Self-Pity to Self-Compassion, but I just felt that at the last minute when I was putting the title together, I just felt that kick-ass had more energy to it. And to me, self-pity feels very heavy and sad. It's depressing. So I thought, ooh, that needs like a shot of energy. That needs a shot of kick-ass. In fact, I would actually say that self-pity causes depression, feeling sorry for yourself, wallowing in self-pity. You know, for those of you that are on the internet excessively, and aren't we all, that same old picture that makes its way around of Morpheus from The Matrix, you know, with different little sayings on, that picture has been made into a meme, you know, jillions of times. But they do still make me laugh. And I had to refrain from posting it, that picture this morning, just in an attempt to avoid being a Facebook cliche. But I was tempted to do so because somebody created a meme with that picture of Morpheus from The Matrix. And it said, "What if I told you self-pity is not the effect of being a loser, it's the cause?" Yes. So true, Morpheus. You do not feel sorry for yourself because you are a loser. You are a loser because you feel sorry for yourself. And by loser, I mean you lose. You lose out on the joy of life. You lose out on opportunities when they're standing right in front of your face. You lose your own sense of who you really are, which is an eternal spirit capable of doing the most amazing things. So I don't use the word loser lightly. I really, that's a word that I've made friends with in recent years, because I think there's really power when you think about what you're saying when you say loser. And it's a choice if you're going to lose, if you're going to lose out on your own life. And I can end this show right now, 8 minutes in, by giving you the magical formula for curing a nasty case of the poor me's self-pity. And that is to, one, take your focus off yourself, and to, two, put it on someone else. That's it. Magic. There are people who would love to have your bad days. There are people who would laugh at your problems because they pale in comparison to their own. So perhaps in reaching out to one of those people, or even just thinking about one of those people and sending them a bit of positive energy, you can transform your state. And for the millionth time, I will say magic to me is creating change in conformity with one's will. And what is easier than changing your mind? You have the power to do that anytime, any place, anywhere. That is one power that no one can take away from you, ever. And from my perspective, depression and self-pity, like I said, they go hand in hand. They're like a pair of really fucked up codependent playmates. As Tom Robbins says, all depression has its roots in self-pity, and all self-pity is rooted in people taking themselves too seriously. And I like this whole visualization of being stuck in the mud, because that's how I feel when I'm being really self-indulgent and indulging in some self-pity, or when I feel depression regardless of the cause. Sometimes it's out of your control, and sometimes it's within your control. But I do feel that depression, either way, whether it's something outside of yourself has triggered this for you or something within yourself, I do feel like you can unstick yourself. Sometimes it takes a long time. It took me a long time to overcome my chronic depression, but I still am human, and I have like those down days. And those days, because I've learned how to balance out my chemistry and I've created a diet that works with my food sensitivities, I no longer have that chronic depression that was caused by that. So when I am feeling self-pity, though, I can still have those down, depressed days. So I'm rambling here, but this whole idea of being stuck in the mud, this is something that I learned from Vivian Crowley. And I think it's so powerful for those of us who like to take a magical approach to these things. So if you're feeling lethargic and depressed because of something that has happened to you, something sad or something upsetting, or something that maybe someone else wouldn't think is sad or upsetting, but just something that has the unique ability to trigger you. And I am making this distinction right now because, like I was just saying, depression can also be caused by chemical imbalance or food sensitivities. So it's really important to know the difference, to know thyself, so that you can apply some serious discernment in situations like that. You have to know what's causing the depression, because sometimes you might need help from a medical professional, and I am not negating that in any way. But if you are feeling down because you're feeling sorry for yourself, if you're having a pity party, or you've got yourself a stubborn case of learned helplessness, there are magical things that you can do. And I really enjoy Vivian Crowley's take on this because it's got a it kind of involves elemental magic, and it's just an image that I really connect with, this idea of being stuck in the mud. So she recommends working with the planet Mars, for example, or fire energy, or maybe calling in the Queen of Wands after you've given yourself a few days to grieve or process whatever it is that's got you down. And I think that is awesome. She talks about how feeling stuck in the mud is a case of too much water and earth energy, and that you need to balance that out with some fire. So, yay. So those of you who work with the elements, I'm sure this is resonating with you. How awesome is that? I just did a book nerd post yesterday on Scott Cunningham's book, Earth Power, which is, it's a small book, but it's chock full of really cool elemental spells, little, simple, easy to do things that just help to shift your energy. And there's a section on fire energy in that book, so maybe you want to check that out. Another thing that she recommends that I am a huge fan of and that I have used a lot in my life is the magic of acting as if. So it's about like raising your energy incrementally, kind of one step at a time, gaining momentum every time you raise your energy, and building out from there. And this is where I circle back onto what I wanted to name this show originally, from self-pity to self-compassion. Because before you can kick ass, before, you know, you're going to be all gung-ho with that super fiery Mars warrior, roar, before you can embody the King of Wands, Queen of Wands, you're going to have to start somewhere. And sometimes you can't go straight from down in the dumps to rawr with a snap of your fingers. Sometimes, you know, you've got to have some compassion for where you are right now. You have to make peace with the fact that, yeah, you just spent the entire weekend unshowered in the same grubby sweatpants with the curtains drawn, surrounded by empty bags of chips. So instead of shaming yourself and making the situation worse, have some compassion for that. Tell yourself, okay, it's okay to have a human moment. I did that. Now it's time to start moving toward the light. And then you start moving toward the light. The first step might literally be turning on the lights, turning a lamp on. It might be opening those curtains and letting the sun shine in. You can throw away those empty bags of chips. And while you're at it, you can throw those grubby sweatpants away with it. And in doing so, just those simple things, you have activated the magic of acting as if. You can start to act as if you're feeling better, and you will start feeling better. Does that make sense? Ask yourself, if I refused to feel sorry for myself, if I had respect for myself, if I knew I was capable of so much more, what next action would I take? And when I say next action, I mean something small and doable within your capability right this moment, whatever that is. Just act as if and do it. Just do it. And then after you do it, check in with yourself to see how you feel. Did something shift inside? Do you feel a little bit of an energy boost? And I am betting that you will, because this always works for me. Maybe it won't work for you. I don't know. Everybody's different, but this always works for me. The way that I usually get the ball rolling on something like this is in one of two ways. I start throwing things away, like space clearing, just the obvious stuff like junk mail or whatever trash is laying around, because, you know, I'm just laying in a big trash heap. But there's little, you know, little things of trash here and there. You know, just cleaning up the house helps me sometimes, just straightening up. I don't try to, like, transform my house into a massive space clearing. I might just grab one trash bag and go around and throw away just old things, stuff that I don't need anymore. And just in getting rid of that, it moves my energy. Or I move, like I literally move. So it depends on where I'm at. If I'm super duper stuck in the mud, I might just lay on the floor and start stretching and doing some light yoga. I might go for a walk. I have one of those, like, old lady mini trampolines I'll get on, and I just kind of, like, shuffle on that until I start feeling a little bit better, and then I start bouncing, and pretty soon I'm doing jumping jacks. And it's this whole thing of, like, Abraham Hicks with the emotional guidance scale. You're, like, not going from 0 to 60, you know, in a blink of an eye. You're building towards something. So you're just trying to feel a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better and get your energy moving so you can move, let's say, self-pity is point A and kicking ass is Z. You have like the whole alphabet of steps to take in between. Is this making sense? Sometimes I wish that you could talk back to me so you're like, yeah, totally, I get it. Or like, what the hell are you talking about, lady? So acting as if, asking yourself, how would I act if I were feeling awesome? You can actually project way into the future, too, if you want to, if you feel like you can, like, get yourself going more than just doing the granny shuffle on the mini trampoline. Maybe you can ask yourself, if I were a complete and total badass, what next action would I take? And you might do something really amazing and, like, really shock yourself, like make a scary phone call. Or break up with that jerk face who's making your life a misery. You know, you might actually find that you need to take a giant next action, and that'll really get your energy going. It really depends on you, and it comes back to that whole idea of know yourself. But then you just keep repeating this process until you start painting a totally different picture for yourself of yourself. You get to decide who you are. You get to decide what to focus on and how to behave. You do not have to be a victim to your feelings if you choose not to be. And really, self-pity isn't a feeling. It's the source of a feeling. It's the thought. It's the seed of feelings like helplessness or overwhelm. So if you want to feel a new feeling, think a new thought. Or better yet, act as if and take a better action. Self-pity might find you giving up or waiting around for someone else to rescue you. But then self-compassion might find you exercising the kind of self-care that has you moving forward without shame. So that's like from one thing to the next, self-pity to self-compassion. Self-compassion feels better than self-pity. What feels better than self-compassion? Kicking ass! And a kick-ass mindset might find you getting back on your feet and out into the world where you can serve up all the good you have to offer, like the on-purpose spiritual being you are meant to be. D.H. Lawrence has a really cool, if maybe too poetic for this podcast quote, but I'm going to say it anyways because I think it's really neat. He said, "I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself. A small bird will drop frozen dead from a bough without ever having felt sorry for himself." Isn't that so poignant and weirdly beautiful? Not that D.H. Lawrence knows how the wild bird is feeling, but I just thought that was cool, and I love the idea of just a wild thing never feels sorry for itself. So wild thing, go on with your bad self. Stephen Fry also said something about self-pity that I think is so profound and really ties into this whole idea that so many of us joke about first world problems. You know, first world problems are largely self-created, as my friend JR so humorously pointed out with this quote he shared on Facebook. It was like, "I've got 99 problems and 86 of them are completely made up scenarios in my head that I am stressing out about for absolutely no logical reason." But back to Stephen Fry and what he said. This I cut and pasted for you because it's pretty badass. He said, "Certainly the most destructive vice, if you like, that a person can have is self-pity. More than pride, which is supposedly the number one of the cardinal sins, self-pity is the worst possible emotion anyone can have and the most destructive. Self-pity will destroy relationships. It'll destroy anything that's good. It will fulfill all the prophecies it makes and leave only itself." And it's so simple to imagine that one is hard done by and that things are unfair and that one is underappreciated and that if only one had a chance at this, only one had a chance at that, things would have gone better. You would be happier if only this, that one is unlucky, all those things. And some of them may well even be true, but to pity oneself as a result of them is to do oneself an enormous disservice. I think it's one of the things we find unattractive about the American culture, Western problems, first world problems, a culture which I find mostly extremely attractive, and I like Americans, and I love being in America. But just occasionally, there will be some example of the absolutely ravening self-pity that they are capable of, and you see it in their talk shows. It's an appalling spectacle, and it's so self-destructive. I almost want to publish a self-help book saying, "How to Be Happy by Stephen Fry, Guaranteed Success." And people buy this huge book, and it's all blank pages, and the first page would just say, "Stop feeling sorry for yourself, and you will be happy." And it sounds like, oh, that's so simple, because it's not simple to stop feeling sorry for yourself. It's bloody hard. That was long, sorry. I had to read that whole thing to you by Stephen Fry because I thought it was awesome, except for that last little bit where he says to stop feeling sorry for yourself is bloody hard. Because when I see that, I think, but is it hard? Is it really? Or is it hard to stop feeling for yourself because you feel sorry for yourself? What came first, the chicken or the egg? You know what I'm saying? And just to repeat what I said earlier in this show, the number one best, and quickest way to snap yourself out of self-pity is to take your attention off yourself and put it on someone else. which is another reason why I chose the word kick-ass instead of self-compassion for the title of today's show. An idea like self-compassion, it's beautiful. I appreciate it. I do think that it can be a valuable step on your way to kicking ass, but if you're really in a place of self-pity and you are really being overly focused on yourself, an idea like self-compassion might encourage you to keep your focus on yourself when, quite frankly, that might be the last thing you should be doing if you've got a really sticky case of the poor me's. Go help your elderly neighbor carry her groceries in. Go volunteer at your local shelter or soup kitchen and then see how you feel. Go visit the children's cancer ward or the burn victims unit at the hospital. And can you really indulge in feelings of self-pity after that? If you can, then congratulations. You, my friend, are stubborn as shit. Hats off to you for your commitment to staying stuck. I hope you like it there, and I wish you well, but you're going to have to hang out there without me because I am going to be moving toward the light. I am going to be meeting each day with the best I've got to give because I am all about living a life of magic. And magic with a K, in case you need reminding, is all about kicking ass. That K stands for kick ass. And that's what I want to do in my life. I want to be a service. I want to show up for my life every single day. I want to create conscious change in conformity with my will. And for me, that has so much to do with in my past rising up from the ashes of self-pity and depression, which is why I love to talk about this subject, because when you're there, you need to hear stuff like this. And I hope that if you're there, something I said sparked a little fire inside of you and that you will throw away those grubby sweatpants and you will open up the curtains and shine some light on your own life, shine some light on someone else's life, and do both yourself and that other person a favor, and I promise you, you will get the energy rolling in the right direction. I will be back here next Tuesday, noon, same time, same place, talking at you. Until then, I hope you have a beautiful, magical week, and I'm sending you much love. Peace.